Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever seen, I asked you earlier, but I never got an answer from you. Have you ever seen the show Extraordinary?
No.
Because I'm not a superpower or any of that. That's typically not what I go down. But it's a show, I think it was on Hulu initially, and basically everyone by the age of 18 gets some superpower. But the funny thing about it is that everyone gets a different superpower. And so some people just have the worst superpowers that you could ever think of. Just like completely unnecessary. It'd be like the Giggler.
Mm. Well, we'll have that superpower conversation coming up in about 20 minutes here. But is this Evan Mobley series to have his coming out party in the playoffs?
I think it is. I think this is the one that when people ask you what's the ranking in this series, is it Donovan first and then is it Mobley or Halliburton? I think this is the series that question gets answered, and it's unequivocally Evan Mobley above Halliburton.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be opportunities. If Darius isn't healthy, if Darius has to miss a few games, this would be one that Evan looking good in this series is great, because also you do have Miles Turner, who a little overrated, but he is kind of a block artist. Like, that is somebody, like, his defensive skills are something you're going to have to think about in this series.
He's big. They got big players. For some reason, I don't know why, I always thought Siakam was massive, because he is, but for some reason people don't view Siakam as a 6'8" guy with the wingspan of someone that's 7'4". He's huge. Like, there's gonna be some challenging moments for not only Mobley but also Allen. I think it's gonna be very different to see how they handle it. But it's exactly the type of moments that I think Mobley can really shine.
I just think what's interesting is we got really spoiled in the Miami series because everybody looked good.
Yeah,
except Isaac Okoro, which
yeah, well,
I mean he had yeah. I think listen, game four, when it was like him versus G Leaguers, he had a moment or two.
We had one bad game out of DeAndre Hunter, game one.
Yep.
And then he wiped that away and was awesome.
I mean, by like a wide margin.
Did you see some of the round one numbers for Max Strus, by the way? For someone that routinely got dogged by the Morning Boys, he was incredible.
In fairness, that'll be his one series. That was the series.
42% on three-pointers contested catch and shoot three-pointers, and then everything else was in the 90 percentile for basically everything that you could do on a court.
All right, if I gave you 38% or higher for three-point shooting for the rest of the playoffs.
And that's not even contested.
For Max.
That's just, it's just open, non-open, yep. Everything in yep. Between.
No. I'm just saying 38% or more. So I'm going to give you an extra 4% or 5% there. Would you take the...
Okay, now you're having me worry about some regression that's going to hit this team.
Well, specifically Max. Because I actually think this is a DeAndre Hunter series. I think this is a great series for
DeAndre.
Because
they're bigger?
Yeah, and I just think I just think the more that guy shoots, when you have size in shooting on the perimeter, I think that'll take a lot of the pressure off the small guards. Because of the size.
Yeah. I'm fascinated to see how this whole entire thing goes. And I want to see the matchups. I want to see how they fight fire with fire. But this has got to be an Evan Mobley series.
But I don't know if it has to be. But I will say, like, because I think you bring up a good point. Like, this is the next opportunity for Evan to take over a series. I still don't know he's there in his career. But I got to tell you, if we had an Evan Mobley game, like if it is Cavs in five, and we had another instance where, like, I think it was game three where they blew the doors off the Heat, but Donovan didn't have a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan was the guy leading the way. Evan puts like 30 up and 14 boards and a block and a steal and this, that, and the other. I do think it would give you a little extra oomph going into Boston.
I mean, when you watch some of these series, though, you're looking at some of the second and third players, and them having great nights are really being the differentiator here. Siakam in that Milwaukee series, you have him go 25, 27, 28, and it's all of a sudden it's good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Like, it's a difference. I think about Minnesota with this, too. Minnesota, like, Gobert played out of his mind in that Lakers series. He was
now that's
unreal.
That's somebody who will regress.
For sure, but like, you know what I mean, though? Like, it's like the difference between that Gobert and the Gobert between the regular season, night and day. Julius Randle, that Julius Randle versus the Julius Randle you saw in the regular season. Like, I'm not asking for Mobley to step up and be the greatest player we've ever seen, but if he can be what he was in the first series and be what we've seen really in the last stretch here, I mean, that's night and day for this Cavs team.
I still think we're to the point where these series are more about Donovan than anyone else.
Well, Donovan's your break glass in case of emergency in my eyes.
Oh, see, I look at it the other way. Like, Donovan's got to be your best player, and then, all right, maybe this game, Evan's your second best. This game, Darius is. This game, DeAndre is.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it like, if Donovan ends up being the best player, then great, he is your best player. But Donovan is the one that in the fourth quarter, if you're down five, you break the glass open, he's your emergency, and then you go out there and you win the game, and he's able to do that. But you got to be careful when you use that, and you can't go to that well all day, every day either.
216-474-0092. Will this series be Evan Mobley's coming out party? Do you need to see just a demonstrative Evan Mobley game in a win before you get to Boston?
I'd like to, yeah. Like, I'm trying to spin this into a way where it just seems like I'm basically an Evan Mobley fanboy, right? Like, I'm trying to get to a spot where I feel very comfortable that Mobley's gonna not only have a great series, but have like one of those series where everyone inside the NBA is just gushing over how great he is, and then all the NBA stat heads are like, we've been waiting on this series forever, and he finally delivered it. Am I asking too much of Mobley? I know it's not necessary for them to win the series. They can get by without that, but heading into the Boston series, it'd be really nice to see, Nick.
I don't know that you're asking too much. I think it's a fair ask. I don't know how that's how this thing is built yet. You know what I mean? Like, this is still very much, and I think the playoffs, at least the way the playoffs have started, have proven this. This is still Donovan's team, and so I think when it's time to turn to somebody, we got to have this game. Like in Indy, it's very clearly it is Tyrese
Always
Halliburton.
And I think that answer is still Donovan. By the way, when it goes to you need points, you need to win this game in the fourth quarter. That still is Donovan's role.
I think it's Donovan, and then if it's not Donovan, it's Darius.
Very fair.
So, but to me,
that's
like,
not what I'm asking.
To me, like an Evan Mobley game isn't just, well, he was great across three quarters. We've had those. There's two games in the Miami series where they probably rightfully could be called Evan Mobley games. That game three could be called an Evan Mobley game. He kind of, some of the credit that he deserved got canceled out because Jared Allen was also really stinking good. But no, I mean, to me, I would love to see Evan at the end of a playoff game go off and have, it's not even just about points, but have a 10-point fourth quarter and lock him down defensively.
Yeah.
Meaning like on both, to me, that's
more
important.
Well, the defense would be huge in this one.
Yeah. But to me, that's more important right now than just last 30 points. If you see it, it's great. But I don't know I need to see it. Like, I guess my thing is, I don't want to put all the pressure specifically on Evan in this series, because I don't think this series is all about Evan.
No, I don't think he really has much pressure. I think it's so interesting how all these other number twos on teams, or all these other guys that you're eventually going to pass it off to, they all seem to enter these series with like the weight of the world on their shoulders, and I just never get that vibe from Evan.
I don't think you'd know if he did, because he's just such a quiet kid.
But we just never feel that way, and I never feel going into a series that he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. I feel like.
Do we feel that way about anybody on the Cavs?
I feel with Donovan. Yeah, I feel like in the fourth quarter, especially when we expect him to take over and win these games, I do feel like there's pressure on Donovan. For sure, there is. I agree with you in that I don't think there exists any pressure at all on guys like Jared Allen, though.
Yeah, no.
Like,
well, I mean,
like Allen never has that.
You mean above and beyond just normal playoff
pressure?
Above
and beyond. Yeah.
I mean, I think Darius probably feels that a little bit, because I think Darius wants to be the guy on a championship team.
And I think Darius in playoff games in particular, there's always going to be added weight.
I think it's interesting. We're in an interesting spot with this Cavs team. I think Donovan feels it because Donovan's 27, 28 years old. Because he's not on borrowed time. I don't want to make it seem like that. But we're at the part of his career where, you know, I think he knows it's now a clock for him to go out there and cement his legacy, or maybe transform his legacy. I think there's a grace in the youth of Darius and Evan that when you're 25 or you're 23, you don't really realize you don't have 15 more cracks at this.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, maybe they're not even playing with the urgency attached to it all, because they just assume they're always going to be there.
And I think the other thing is, last year you saw a lot of guys kind of playing individually desperate, but they didn't really know how to play together desperate. I don't see any desperation this year, because I think they trust each other. I think there's a trust there between all of these guys that I don't think was there last year. It doesn't mean they didn't like each other, but even something as simple as like who brings the ball up the court last year in the Orlando series looked like it was a debate. It looked like Donovan was trying to clear the way for it looked like they were being too respectful of each other's space. Like when two people first move in together and you're like, well, I mean, that's usually where the hamper goes, but I mean, she didn't put the hamper there, and that's not worth a fight. You know, you're like, you're trying so hard to be courteous and thinking of the other person. Whereas I just don't think any of that's there this year. So like, it's weird. Like the Cavs are the far better team. I've said Cavs in five, the Cavs should have the pressure on them. Indiana should be playing with house money. I don't see it.
Well, I think that goes to show what winning 64 games in the regular season can do, right? Like everyone always discounts the regular season, but it's when you win 64 games, you don't really have those fights or those arguments, do you? You're just kind of like, okay, we got something that works. Let's keep this going.
Oh, I think it's more just, I think, listen, 64 wins helps, but I think you could have this same kind of thing if you won 55 games. It just feels like...
just a ton of games to win, that's all.
Like,
It's proof positive in the concept.
But I don't think I've ever been this confident about a non-LeBron team in the playoffs.
Well, especially in like the second round.
I mean, this is, again, good team in Indiana. No disrespect to them. But it's just, I'm not thinking about them. I'm thinking of the Cavs. And I know, like, listen... If they do need an Evan game, and Donovan or Kenny Atkinson, if they go to him, oh, they're going to get it. Like, that's maybe the other thing. Like, if it needs to be, if they go to him and say that we need you in this moment, it has to be you. We need you to get us over the hump here. He can do it.
Yeah.
There's almost a part of me that's like, it'd be great if you could see it, but I don't think you're going to need it.
Hmm. Okay. I do think it's interesting. Do you feel the same way as well? Everyone's really locked into this series, obviously. But after game one, let's say, if it is a blowout and it does feel like it's as maybe mismatched as what Vegas tells us in a 7.5-point game, are we going to start turning the page to Boston? And are we going to start looking at how Boston looks and everything else attached to that? Or are we going to stay just focused and locked into the Pacers series?
I think we'll probably do that until the Cavs lose a game in the playoffs. Like, I think we'll do the, oh, man, what's Boston doing? You know, tonight, yeah, it's game two, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and, like, sit out on the sunroom. I'm speaking from experience here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and sit out in the sunroom. I'll watch the game through the window, but I'm not really going to, like, I'm not going to live and die with it. I think that happens until the Cavs lose a playoff game.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase this. The other day, I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, they legitimately could win a title this year. And I know we say that a lot. We're like, oh, they could be NBA title contenders and everything else associated with it. But have you thought about them actually winning a title this season? Like, the thought of this team raising the trophy is just not one that I think a lot of people have stopped and actually given credence to.
Yeah, because it just doesn't feel real
yet. It still feels so far away?
Yeah, I mean, even now, like, I'm excited for this series as much as I can be.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And maybe, listen, maybe I'm preaching what I'm going to feel here. But until I see the Pacers put the boots to the Cavs, I'm just not going to sweat it. Until I see the Cavs get punched in the mouth and stagger and not get up,
yeah,
I think I'm just going to sit back and go, hey, cool. I'm really enjoying the hell out of this.
Yeah, if we're doing the edge of couch watching on this one, I'll be at the edge of my couch, but I think by halftime I might be relaxed. I might be more chill than anything.
June, by the way, Radu's saying fighting over a hamper placement is a big deal. At some point, I just said, yeah, wherever you want it, I don't care.
At what point did you guys get individual hampers?
That's where we're at now.
That's where I'm at now.
And the reason is, I live in a house with four women. If my clothes go in with theirs, I'll never see it again.
That's exactly right. They just somehow, they disappear.
And it's like, I know I have socks. And now everyone's wearing my socks because dad's socks are bigger than anyone else's.
Okay.
So of course it's like, oh, I love wearing the big comfy socks. It's like, you know who else loves those big comfy socks? Dad.
Yeah, the person that bought
them for himself. I think we worked through some stuff there. 216-474-0092. Is the Pacers series going to be the playoff coming out party for Evan Mobley and the superpower? I mean, it sounds useful. One athlete has it. I don't know. You really want to have it, though. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. This could be legit. It could not be legit. But have you heard the superpower that FSU tackle Jalen Matthews has?
What a start to this could be legit. This might not be legit. I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is not exactly an exact science, I will say.
And we are in sports, so it's not like you have to hold us to an extremely high standard when it comes to what's real and not, I guess. All right, what do we have? I have not heard this.
Well, his mother told the media that he has what the world would call intuition, that knows things, that can feel people's feelings and emotions on the spiritual side. We call it prophetic. For instance, and then she goes for examples, she has been pregnant 11 times and have soon to be 8 kids to show for it. Being his firstborn, he's been in a lot of doctor's offices, and he has pointed to women, oh, you're carrying a boy.
And he's gotten every one of them right?
And she was right, and he was right.
Never wrong?
Oh, you're carrying a girl. He predicted what she was carrying plenty of times and was right. So what other people, like... What,
I mean, I need to lay out, I don't believe this at all, by the way.
Why not?
Like, on the front of it.
You think
I'm going to play with the exercise.
Breon Fowler would lie about this, his mother?
Yeah, I think maybe. I think it's a ridiculous concept. But how could you monetize this?
That's where you go?
That's where I go. I want it. Like, if you have a superpower, the easiest, quickest answer is, how do I make this make me a bunch of money, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think...
Listen, this is coming from the guy that spent $80 on scratchy lottos the other day because you wanted to line jump one of our sales guys. Like,
$30.
You're about the bread. You're about the money.
Okay, but...
How is that not your first thought?
That's just cold, hard cash. If you have this skill, money's going to interrupt it, right?
How would it interrupt it? Well, in what world does money interrupt it?
No. Anytime you put money on something that is, not materialistic, which is just a gift... Right? The power of seeing, if you will, prophetic.
So you use this more as like a parlor trick? Like when you're out at the bar, for instance, and or like how Tony Romo can call out plays before anybody else when we're watching the games. It's a parlor trick.
Yeah. By the way, he did that with his mom. Get this.
Tony Romo did that with his mom?
So
easy now.
He once insisted his mom was pregnant and asked her to take a pregnancy test to prove it. It came back negative, and he said, "Mommy, take the test again tomorrow." And then she said, "It doesn't work like that, son." But wait, she did it the next day anyway, and sure enough, it was positive.
All right, here's how you prove this to me. And this is the only way that you could possibly do it.
He's already proven it.
No, he hasn't proven anything.
He's predicted every one of his siblings right and other people's kids right.
How many other...
At least two people.
At least, okay.
If you're 10 for 10, I know, like, the
odds... Well, I mean, the odds of flipping heads and tails on a coin 10 straight times and being right is... It's pretty high. It's not low.
His stepfather, John Fowler, can only explain it saying he's blessed.
So, but could he go through like a where did he get drafted? You said, or is he at Florida State?
No, he's at Florida State.
He's at Florida State. Could he go through like a meet and greet and just go up and down the line and be like, pregnant with a boy, pregnant with a girl, pregnant with a girl, pregnant with a boy? If he could do that, then I would believe him. Like, so, I would need 20 done in a row.
What if it
just goes up and down, and then those all happen?
We don't know how long it takes him to assess. He could be one of those guys that needs.
Okay, so now he can charge even more money with his services.
Well, but you want him to be a volume shooter. What if he's just like he's focused about accuracy?
So how long do you think it takes him for each one of these times?
I don't know. I don't know how long he was in the waiting room. I don't know.
I know you don't believe this story. I know you don't.
Who am I to say it's not real real?
I know you don't believe this story at all.
I feel like you're projecting. You don't believe
him,
that's
projecting.
Fine.
I don't believe
you're
him.
You're not a believer.
I'm
that's
not.
Fine.
I'm not. Count me in the non-believer category of the guy
I think people can be touched with something. Call it prophetic. Call it whatever you want. Who knows?
You can make a lot of money if you were right about this.
I'd rather be like, I'd really love the prophecy to see like what ponies are going to win the Derby tomorrow and what order they're going to finish.
That's the prophecy that you would want? Like a sports gambling prophecy?
Oh, yeah, like Biff? I'd love
that's
to have
what it
that
would be.
Almanac.
But that wasn't a prophecy. That was just an almanac. Yeah.
If future me.
You just had the answers.
Which could be like 5 years for me. Who knows how long future me really has. But if future me could drop off, or like if it just fell in my lap right now and I could just go back to 18-year-old Nick and be like, here you go, son. Win big, and then by like 21, I could actually have enough money to have a nice car to drive Vanessa around in. Then maybe by 25, I'm a billionaire.
Okay, but if you had that
very quickly there,
there's a couple things about this. Like if you had that power, and I want to take this multiple places. If you had that power or the almanac, if you had that almanac, would you start betting small amounts? Because there is a chance it ends up like in Hot Tub Time Machine where he bets on the Browns, and the game obviously goes a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
So history could have been altered based off of anything
because of my bet.
What you think happens actually doesn't happen.
I don't think Hot Tub Time Machine is that scientifically accurate.
I don't think anything involving an almanac and Biff and Back to the Future is that scientifically accurate. But if we're going to play the game, we're going to play the game.
I mean, I feel like Back to the Future's history.
Would you bet at all on one thing to begin with, or would you just dip your toes in the water and then see where it goes?
I'd dip my toes. I'd micro bet. And just become a billionaire by micro-betting.
Other thing on that, well, you're not becoming a billionaire sports betting because there'd be a problem attached to that, and that the casinos will stop taking your bets.
Yeah, unless I have, what are they called in Wolf of Wall Street? Rat holes. I basically just have people doing my betting for me, and then they give me duffel bags of money.
Vegas bettors they've tried that route before that have been banned from other Vegas casinos. Vegas is pretty smart about this stuff. They sniff that stuff out.
They sniff out. I'm just going to find a couple people, just send them, and just be like, hey, bet on these four things.
You can't just throw random people in a casino and say, here's $100,000, now place a bet. It doesn't work that way.
It's a micro. $100,000. I'm saying a $1,000 bet that wins $100,000, something like that. Oh, man, I got so lucky there.
You're just going to just keep having people, I got so lucky.
Yeah, basically. Then you have to remember
individual games and everything attached to that happened 25 years ago, however many years ago you go back in time.
If only there was a book that I had that I could just look down.
We're back
and be
to
like,
the almanac, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the scientifically accurate one, right?
It worked for Biff.
It did work for Biff.
He became that version of the guy who's now president of the United States. That's who it was based off of.
All right, then.
Worked pretty well for him. Would you want this power? Would you want the ability to tell what somebody's having just by looking at them?
I think it'd be a great gift. I think it'd be a great gift to be able to do that.
If this is where it started and stopped, I think it'd be a little disappointing.
You'd think there'd be more to the gift, right? Wouldn't you constantly be searching for, if I can do this, why can't I do even more?
Yeah. Yeah, like can I tell if this person is loyal
or
not?
There's 8 billion people on planet Earth, and you got something nobody else has. You have to think you have more there. But it'd be nice. It'd be nice to be able to like look at someone and be like, if they wanted to, be like, yeah, you're having a girl. That'd be a nice moment,
I think it'd get old. It's like, okay.
Well, it'd get old if people are like calling you and being like, come over to my house and tell me what I'm having.
Yeah, well,
would be old.
And now I'm going to actually I think I finally come around to commercializing it.
See?
Unless somebody was like,
I knew you'd get here.
I don't want to pay for the blood test or the ultrasound. I'll give you $100 under the table.
You're too much about money to have never thought about commercializing it.
I'm too much about money to not have any, which I think is the ultimate problem here.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I mean, I just feel like at some point.
Back to the scratchy lotto tickets.
At some point, you'd be like, it's a girl. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a girl. At some point, you just get bored with it.
Well, I mean, it kind of feels like if you have one of those jobs that people think they can just call you at any time to get your opinion on, like if you're a doctor or if you're a specific doctor where you're like a foot doctor or a hand doctor or something like that, and people are like, hey, I got a problem with my foot. I'm gonna call the foot doctor that I know, and I'm gonna see what he has to say about it. That would get incredibly annoying, I would think.
216-474-0092. So the family of Jalen Matthews says he can accurately discern and predict the gender of people's babies. It's done it multiple times with his own family, picked it out for people just waiting in the waiting room. Would you guys want to have this part? If this was the only part of the prophecy you could tell was the gender of someone's baby, would you want that kind of power? And back to some thoughts on the Cleveland Browns. And Andrew Berry's most telling quote. I was thinking of, I was trying to talk like a prophet. I was yeah.
You couldn't prophesize that tease, though, could you?
I foretold the 6 o'clock segment in the pre-show.
It just said, boy.
But I could not foresee here in the moment. I was clouded by other prophets. Andrew Berry's telling quote in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.